Come tiptoe to the window, for the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Well, good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Sunday the 10th of May, and tulip mania has definitely struck in the village. As I did my rounds yesterday morning, it was just lovely to see the displays in everyone's windows. Now, the surprise for me, because I'm not a gardener, was seeing all the tulips opened up. When I deliver them each week, they're just buds, and only recently from the chiller, and I never get to see them in full bloom. But those in the window of Mick and Jean Izzard's house on Raunds Road yesterday looked as if someone had painstakingly painted a red stripe down each yellow petal. I just don't know how Chris and the team do it. Now, £645 was raised in the village on VE Day for Great Ormond Street Hospital. And a similar sale happened at Darcy Park, the new estate just at the top of the Raunds Road. This raised another £230. There were more sales in Chelveston today, so I think the total will be somewhere near £900. What a great way to commemorate VE Day. There were four leftover buckets after VE Day, and Elaine advised that these couldn't go back in the chiller. So we agreed that they should go to a local care home, and we chose Brockfield House in Stanwick. My goddaughter works there as a senior carer. Yes, Michelle, that's a whole different story. How did the heathen Adrian Dale become a godfather? Well, at the tender and naive age of 18, I agreed to nurture the spiritual education of my cousin, then a newborn baby and living in Crewe. So then I ignored her for the next 25 years, paying no attention whatsoever to any part of her life, let alone her spiritual guidance. But at 25 years old and living alone in Wolverhampton, she was struggling, and she plucked up the courage to ask for help. Now, what's a man to do? So we moved her to Raunds, and she flourished. She took a job at Brockfield House, which is our local care home specialising in the care of dementia patients. She thrived, a natural carer, and quickly rose through the ranks. When our youngest son Matthew did work experience there, he was full of the admiration for the work they do. Now, Brockfield House has suffered badly during the COVID-19 crisis. They made the national press when four residents died within a couple of days from COVID-19. One of these had contracted it on a visit to Kettering General. And once they came back, it spread quickly through the care home. The staff came in for huge criticism, which was grossly unfair, as I know that they're doing the best they can. When I took the spare tulips in yesterday, I knew we'd made the right choice. The residents just love sensory experiences. Wendy Williams makes sensory muffs for people living with dementia. They may have lost some cognitive ability, but their basic senses love being stimulated. And the tulips will be a lovely experience for them, and the staff plan to allow residents to smell them, handle them, and arrange them. So thank you to Chris and Elaine. Now, there was a lot of interest on VE Day and yesterday in purchasing bulbs for planting. And the idea of village gardens being a blaze of colour next year is just lovely. It'll remind us of the upside of our lockdown celebrations. If residents are interested, then Chris and Elaine will offer a big collective volume discount on a bulk village order. They're just finalising the autumn catalogue with all the show tulips in it. Now, when this is ready, I'll work with them to put up a link and an order form. Elaine and the team will then collate orders and organise one delivery run when the stock arrives from the nurseries in the Netherlands. So watch this space, folks. Another great opportunity to shop locally and to say thank you for the joy that the tulips have given us all. Now, Derek Wales from Chelston Rise also sent in some lovely pictures of the VE Day celebrations, and I'm planning to add these to the village archive, together with the other pictures sent in on VE Day itself. Chelston Rise clearly celebrated brilliantly, and obviously they respected all the new social distancing norms. Well done, I'm glad you had such a good day. Now, today is a big day as we await the announcements from Boris Johnson on how our lives will change as the lockdown restrictions will be eased. Over the last few days, I've seen behaviours polarise. The new respectful norm is just wonderful to see. residents and visitors doing their utmost to respect social distancing. Lynn and I were out walking the hound in the woods near Chelston Rise yesterday. We saw three motorcyclists parked up having a rest. They were all sitting 3 to 4 metres apart, enjoying a soft drink. We looked at this and thought, well, you can't really argue with it, to be honest. These people clearly understand what is required. But I've also seen madness, and really close to home. One household nearby has felt comfortable receiving visitors into their back garden. Neighbours have remonstrated with them to no avail. So which part of social distancing or risk death for your family is hard to understand? And at Lidl yesterday, I again saw the new social norm. Sensible British queuing, lots of banter, and the utmost respect in keeping our distance in the store. I really think we can do this. We know this virus is extremely contagious. We know it must be contained. We know that extreme social distancing is the only way we can go until a vaccine is created. So, Chelveston, Caldecott, Chelston Rise, let's hope the government lifts part of the lockdown today, and then we can show what model citizens we've all learned to be. Thank you.